So how is today's impeachment vote being covered in other parts of the globe? For that, we turn to the world. Sarah Birnbaum.
The first place I looked was the UK. We've certainly been covering Brexit. Maybe they'll return the love.
Relatives of four soldiers killed in the 1982 Hyde Park bombing.
This is the BBC's 1 p.m. newscast. The top story is about a Hyde Park bombing lawsuit. Okay, fast forward.
15,000 nurses are on strike in Northern Ireland in a dispute.
Next story, nurses strike.
Tony Blair urges moderates.
Something about Tony Blair.
The U.S. lower house votes
impeachment
on whether to impeach President Trump. And the first woman to beat a man in a world darts tournament.
Ooh, and a story about a darts champion. I've got to go back to that one later. So, impeachment's there. It's the fourth story down, but still. And I should note that later in the day, the BBC's 24-hour news channel did switch to blanket coverage of impeachment, and other news channels dipped in and out of it. Okay, what about Russia? It's played a recurring role in the Trump presidency. I asked reporter Charles Maines in Moscow to do a little Googling for me.
Just looking here at the Echo of Moscow website, this is a pretty well-regarded website that covers all sorts of issues, both internationally and locally here in Russia. Top stories from the news feed here are... So this is one from the Duma just passed a law, or the third reading of a law about dealing with garbage from Moscow. That's a big issue here. We've also got a story about the closing of hospitals, healthcare issue that's important here as well. We've got a story about 40 citizens from Israel that were detained at the Moscow airport, Domodedovo. Even the one White House story here is really actually involves the gas pipeline that's going from
lots
Russia.
Of different stories there, none about impeachment. Charles did eventually find something on Russian state TV.
Перед голосованием за импичмент американцы вышли на митинги.
Charles says this report starts out with a pretty accurate summary of what's going on, but then it cuts to a reporter in D.C.
And so here the reporter says, you know, it's obvious that this telephone call with the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, was a pretense, an excuse to impeach Trump, and that this so-called whistleblower was an instrument to harm the president.
Charles says this is pretty typical impeachment coverage for Russian state TV. Okay, last stop on our world news tour. South Korea. I went there because they recently impeached their own president, Park Geun-hye, in 2017 and actually removed her from office. So I figured maybe there'd be an interest in the American impeachment process. To find out, I called up reporter Jason Strother in Seoul.
Hello.
Hey, Jason, it's Sarah. How late is it there?
It's just shy of 1 a.m.
You're a good man, Jason. You're a good man. So is Trump and impeachment being covered in South Korea?
No, I just looking at all the headlines here in South Korea, the impeachment, what's going on back in the U.S., it doesn't rise to the top.
Not with North Korea threatening missile tests. So there you have it. It turns out we're not the center of the universe. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back to watching impeachment coverage. For the world, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.
Impeachment around the world is not one size fits all. The U.S. Constitution says impeachment is triggered by high crimes and misdemeanors. Other countries are more flexible. In Honduras, for example, the president can be impeached for negligence, inability, or incompetence. Then there's this scenario. In the U.S., President Trump could be impeached but not removed from office. That would not happen in South Korea, where impeachment triggers an election within 60 days. And of course, there's the parliamentary system of government. In Britain, the prime minister has to reckon with members of parliament who can call a vote of no confidence. We saw that play out last winter when Prime Minister Theresa May survived a no confidence vote, only to step down later in the year. So all of this goes to say the American way is not the only way.